A subdued shalom aleichem, everyone, on the fast day today. The Mishnah and the Gemara and Maseches Yevamos Daf Mem Tesemet Beis tell us that the evil king Menashe killed Yeshayahu Anavi because Menashe falsely accused Yeshayahu of being a Navi Sheker, a false prophet. And one of the proofs, so to speak, that Menashe brought against Yeshayahu is from the Haftorah that we read on fast days from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nunhei. Dirshu Hashem behimatzo. And Menashe said this, how can you, Yeshayahu, say, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo, kira'u b'yoso karov? How can you say, seek out Hashem when he can be found? Call upon Hashem while he's near? How can you say that when Moshe Rabbeinu himself said in Parshas Veschanan, in Sefer Devarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, that B'nai Yisrael are so close to Hashem, b'chol koreinu elav, whenever we call on him, he's there? And that was Menashe's question. How can you, Yeshayahu, say, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo, seek out God only when he's near? Moshe Rabbeinu said that Hashem is always near. But we have to ask, what indeed is the answer to Menashe's question? The Gemara itself gives an answer. The Gemara says that Moshe and Yeshayahu are speaking about two different circumstances, two different contexts. When Moshe said that Hashem is always near us, he was speaking about the tzibur. A tzibur is always, a community is always near Hashem and can always call out to Hashem and be forgiven for their sins. However, Yeshayahu was speaking about a yachid, an individual. An individual is different. As the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, explains in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Vav, an individual can also always cry out to Hashem to be forgiven, but Hashem is particularly close during the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. During those days, Hashem is particularly close to us. And since, B'yoso Karov, therefore Kra'uhu, we're urged to call out to Hashem, and our tshuva will be accepted more readily and more easily. That's the way the Gemara explains the seeming contradiction between Yeshayahu Anavi and Moshe Rabbeinu. In other places in Chazal and in many of the Mefarshim, other explanations are given. Another beautiful explanation is given by the Abarbanel, Dan Yitzchak Abarbanel, who died in 1508. It's in his Perush on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. The Abarbanel says that when Yeshayahu says, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo, kira'uhu behiyoso karov, how do you translate the letter Beis? So in many places in Tanakh, the letter Beis does mean when. So the Gemara explained the Pasuk as, seek out Hashem when he can be found, when he is close. But the Abarbanel points out that sometimes the letter Beis is translated as denoting a place. For example, in Parshas Shmos, in Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, when we hear about Moshe's birth, the Torah says that Moshe's mother put him in a basket and Vatasem Basuf. She placed him in the reeds. And there's other examples. So if the letter Beis could also refer to a place, then we can understand Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, the way the Talmud Yerushalmi explains it in the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos. Where is Hashem? Where can he be found more easily and more readily? In Shul, in the Beis Medrash, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, seek him out where he can be found. Moshe Rabbeinu said that Hashem is found at all times, and that's of course true. And Yeshayahu said that he's more easily found, so to speak, in Shul and in the Beis Medrash. And another beautiful explanation is given by Rav Avraham Rivlin Shlita, the Mashkiach of Yeshivat Kerem Biavne. This is found in his Sefer on the Haftorahs called Iyunei Haftorah. Rav Rivlin quotes the Radak on our Pasuk, Rav David Kimchi, who died in 1235. The Radak says that Yeshayahu said this to B'nai Yisrael, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo. And the Radak says, Be'inyan sheyihyeh karov. Seek out Hashem so that he will be found. Kira'uhu behiyoso karov. Call out to him so that he will be near to us. Moshe Rabbeinu said that Hashem is always near, and that's of course true. But he is waiting for us, so to speak. Call out to him. Seek him out. He wants, so to speak, to be close to us. He's waiting for us to make the first step, to call out. So therefore, Dirshu Hashem, kira'uhu. And that is our job all the time, and especially on fast days, when we read this Haftorah, We can't just refrain from eating. We must take action. We must seek out Hashem so that He will be close to us, so that He will be near to us. Be'ezrat Hashem, and with all of Hashem's great blessings, this will be an easy, meaningful, and God willing, a productive fast.